This is Scott Bergwin of KSOW Radio in Cottage Grove. We're checking now in with the northern leg of the tour, and Al Zappala of Gold Star Families for Peace. Al is in New York. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
All right. Yes, it is still morning. It's definitely morning here in Oregon. So, New York City again. You were saying before we started recording that you're moving down and with plans to hook up with the bus from the Central Tour later today.
Yeah. There's supposed to be a big rally tonight in Baltimore.
Oh, okay.
Which we'll be attending, and then can't believe it, but we're going to be in Washington tomorrow.
So. Yes, I bet you can't believe it.
After all this time,
yes.
We're finally going to hit our destination.
Uh-huh. Do you have... Now, what was I going to ask you? Oh, I'm looking at the website, the bringthemhomenowtour.org website,
yeah.
And I see there a picture of you standing alongside Cindy. It looks like you're talking. It says here that you had a little bit of a problem in New York City with your rally.
There was a rally in Union Square, and apparently... It's really surprising to me that in New York City, how heavy-handed the police are here. I mean, apparently the organizer of the rally did not have a permit for a loudspeaker system.
Uh-huh.
And so that was their thing. They were going to pull the plug. So we had a bunch of, we had people speaking, and then the police started to move in. And then there was three of us left. I spoke, and then Carlos, the last three were people who lost sons in Iraq. It was me, then Carlos, then Cindy Sheehan. So Lisa, our organizer, was like trying to negotiate with the police. Look, it's only going to be a couple minutes more. Let her speak, and we're out of here. We want to work with you. And... just as she was finishing her speech, the police moved in, and like people were getting shoved and knocked all over the place, and me and Carlos were next to Cindy, so we just like surrounded her, and then other people on our tour surrounded us, and we got her out of there. So. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was no any kind of real violence or anything, just a lot of pushing and shoving.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there were some initial reports that Cindy had gotten arrested and all that, but it wasn't true. We got it out of there, so.
It says here on the website that an organizer was arrested. I suppose anytime something like that happens, it's kind of surprising, isn't it? Yeah. Well, an unfortunate kind of blip, I suppose, in the scheme of things. Hopefully, if someone did get arrested, they're no longer in jail, and that will all be taken care of.
Yeah, they did arrest the guy that put the speaker system out there, and taking him away, and the crowd start following, hollering, shame, 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 on the police. And, it's unfortunate because in New York City, of all places, to stifle free speech, and this has been going on because we've been talking to people in New York here. This has been going on ever since the Republican National Convention, when they arrested thousands of demonstrators, ever since then.
Huh. Well, I know it's not true everywhere, of course, and there's plenty of shining examples of police officers doing what police officers should do, but there's also, I have noted over the last few years, to me, an kind of uptick in how violent the police are, how heavy-handed they've gotten, and I don't know.
What's amazing, when we were down in Crawford, Texas, now here's Crawford, Texas, the home of George Bush.
Right.
The local sheriff worked with us so much I mean, he probably could have arrested everybody, because originally everybody, the original group that went down there with Cindy, thought that they were going to be arrested within a couple of days.
Right.
He didn't do that. He said he believed in free speech.
Mm-hmm.
And gave him that little slice of the road there in the
right.
ditch. And, you know, and he handled it beautifully. And that's what I mean. You come to New York City, you would think.
Right, right.
And,
but,
you know, anyway, I mean, that was, we had a bunch of events. We had a news conference yesterday morning, and
mm-hmm.
then we were hosted by the 1199 Union and, SCUI Union, and
mm-hmm.
they had a luncheon for us, and we spoke at the luncheon, and then we went to the rally right after that. But that night, there was like a huge rally in this church.
Mm-hmm.
St. John of the Divine, I think it's called, really big church, great turnout, must have been over 1,000 people there.
Mm.
So, you know, it was a positive effect here.
Sure,
there was
sure.
that little thing in Union Square, but...
Yeah, well, how was the, have you been able to notice how the, what kind of media coverage you're getting there in New York City?
There's an article in the New York Times this morning, and actually they have a picture of Cindy Carlos and me,
mm-hmm.
you know, huddled together, escorting her out of the mayhem there.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's the only thing I noticed. But, you know... The press is there. This is the biggest press we've ever seen. You know, this is where all the news media is. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't know how much went out because you know, all the major networks are here, everything. So everything we've gone to is, you know, tens of photographers and you know, cameras following us all over the place. So yeah, we're getting a lot of coverage here in New York City. But I'm thinking it's, you know, since it's the headquarters of a lot of media, it's getting national attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I have to admit that even as a low-level media person here doing radio stuff, I don't have a TV, so I don't get the national news. So I see some things on the internet every once in a while, but so I don't really know if CNN and, and NBC
well, you
and
know,
whatever.
I've given up on on corporate media myself, and said I don't watch it, and especially on this tour, we don't get to see any television on this tour, so it's hard for me to say what, you know, what happened yesterday and last night,
right.
how much coverage it got. But they were there.
Mm-hmm.
But whether they put it on or not, it's another story.
Sure. And obviously, the one of the major impacts is the people who are at the event and what they hear and feel and take home with them and hopefully go home and encourage somebody to join them on the trip down to Washington, D.C. on the 24th, right?
Yes. Well, that's certainly what we're urging every stop we make.
Mm-hmm. And it's
people to join us there.
It's getting close. It's hard to believe you're going to be in Washington D.C. sometime tomorrow, and so will the other tour buses. You'll all be together, and I've got an itinerary here for Washington D.C. that looks like, of course, I don't know when you're going to get to relax, Al. they've got you all doing lots of things right up through, and I think even beyond the 24th. But
for myself, I don't care to know too much what's happening in advance. You know, I just kind of follow along.
Right.
But I know on the 21st. I think we're going to be making a lot of congressional visits.
Mm-hmm.
I know that.
Yeah.
But I don't know the schedule of them and who we're going to be visiting. I would hope that I would visit my, you know, that they would schedule me to visit my
mm-hmm.
congressional, the guy that represents my district in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
So I know a lot of that's going on for the first 3 days. I guess there's going to be meetings, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then a big demonstration the 24th. And then the 25th, I know I have meetings then because I belong to a military family, Speak Out. I know they're having something, and also Gold Star Families for Peace.
Mm-hmm.
Just going to have meetings. And the 26th is the day of civil disobedience. So
okay.
That's what I know is happening in Washington.
Okay, well, I was just talking to somebody yesterday from Eugene. There's a small contingent, but a contingent that's coming out from Eugene, Oregon, to be in Washington, D.C.
Great.
So,
great.
This is the kind of event that you could probably go just about anywhere, at least the bigger cities, even on the West Coast,
yeah.
And find.
I know it's kind of rough for you guys. I mean, it's so far away, you know.
Yeah, what is it with that? Is that planned to have the capital of the country that far away from us? Shouldn't it be in Topeka or something like that? Anyway,
in the center somewhere, right?
Yes, we'll work on that.
It used to be in Philadelphia, the original capital.
Right. Yeah. Right. And that would be I guess that's not that much closer, is it?
Right.
To us. Oh, well, anyway, keep hanging in there, Al. You look good in the picture, by the way.
Thank you. I haven't seen anything, so...
You look like...
What website is that on?
It's on the bringthemhomenowtour.org.
Yeah.
And, in fact, it actually looks like you're singing. You didn't sing, did you?
I don't sing.
It looks like you're kind of crooning.
With my mouth open.
Yes. That's it. Okay, well, I won't take any more of your time this morning, and have a great day.
Okay, Scott.
Go out there and...
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, well, go out and give them hell there, okay? And at least those that deserve it, and be gentle to those who deserve gentleness.
Okay.
As I'm sure you do.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Al. Have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.